and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, say good morning to Pam Rosenberg joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe today.
Hey, girl.
Hi.
You work with the nonprofit One by One, the One by One Project. Tell us about it.
A little bit of backstory. We started the One by One Project, my husband and I did, in the peak of the pandemic. And we wanted to do something pretty simple, which was find a way to quickly get funds into the hands of people who needed it most. Sounded pretty easy to do, but here's how we went about it. We already knew, and you guys know this so well from the community you talk with, that there are these incredible nonprofits that already exist in Greater Boston. So we thought what we could do is contract with these Greater Boston nonprofits and help them when they have a need that they can't fill in their own organization to find these gaps and help to fill them. So I'll tell you what that means. If you're a nonprofit, let's say a mentoring program, you can use all the funds that you raise to serve your mission, anything to do with mentoring. But oftentimes, if you're working with a mentee, you might see that there's all these other needs going on in their lives. They might be facing an eviction in their family, or they are facing food insecurity. Their power is getting turned off. All these other things happen when you're serving a community, and you actually can't help fill those kinds of what they call off mission needs.
Oh, wow.
But we can. So we partner with these incredible Greater Boston nonprofits, and when they find a need like this, we actually jump in and we pay that bill. And we've been doing it for about 3.5 years, and in that time, we've paid 968 bills for families and individuals just in our own backyard.
So just so I'm clear, you're a charity that helps charities.
Yes. Thank you for putting it that way. It's a much faster way to say it. Thank you, Kennedy. You know, there's always a need out there. And if you're a nonprofit, it's so frustrating to see a need that you can't help with. We'll come in and we'll say, okay, let us pay the landlord or put a family up in a hotel for a night while they await a shelter placement. These kind of things. And what we've learned from seeing these requests come in day after day is so many people in our own backyard are one missed paycheck away from these kind of emergencies.
Yep.
And it so quickly takes a family off track. So it should be a fast, easy way just to help out with a little cushion to get the family back on track or an individual on track.
And so what is the most important need for you guys right now? If people want to look up the organization, it's the onebyoneproject.org.
Yeah, thank you for asking. I thought about a few different things. The most obvious one, which won't be a surprise to anyone listening, I'm sure, is donations, right? We're a young organization. We were built from the ground up, literally in our basement during the pandemic. I'm talking to you from above my garage right now. So that's why it could be echoey. And so, you know, what I always tell people who might be interested in donating is what I think the most important thing to know about us is that 100% of donated funds go right back out into the community. So if you can spare $25, that money goes right back out to help someone in our own Greater Boston community. We don't use any funds for overhead or administrative costs. So that's one thing. You can always help by donating, and that could be on our website, just like you said. That's the onebyoneproject.org. Unfortunately, all those words are spelled out. So it's the PHEONEBYONE project.org. I know. You've got to really want us. There's no joke. Same thing on Instagram. Like, who thought of it? And that's me, by the way. that our Instagram handle should be at the One by One Project. All those words spelled out. That was an early mistake. So.
You said there was one other thing that you guys could use help with. What is that?
Well, you can follow along with us and help us spread the word. So I mentioned our Instagram and also our website because we work with incredible nonprofits and we try to post about them and share what they're doing because we're building a community and we're all about building a community and sharing the work of others. So if it's not a donation and it's just being part of that community, we're equally as grateful for that. And then the last thing is, and I have to preface it by saying we have a wait list, but we are always looking to meet other nonprofits. So if you're listening and you think we're a nonprofit and we're doing interesting work and could use help with these kind of urgent gaps, we're always learning more. I meet with nonprofits all week long. I'd love to hear from you.
Amazing.
The onebyoneproject.org, the onebyoneproject.org. Pam, you mentioned that you started this with your husband in your basement.
Yes.
We love this so much. What is your husband's name?
His name is Steve.
Steve.
And he does all the work behind the scenes. So a lot of our partners, hear from him day in and day out when we actually pay the bill. He's the one communicating to the partner that it's been paid. He gets to share the good news. So he's got a pretty cool role in the operation, too.
Well, you and Steve and the One by One Project are now officially members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe. Thank you so much, Pam. You have a great day.
Great talking to you. Bye.
Bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.